lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Monday morning. Heads up, we got a little storm coming our way, y'all, so just be ready. Get to where you're going to. Maybe a little bit severe in the next hour or so coming across Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Other than that, it's going to be a pretty good day because we're getting by with a little help from our friends. We have representing Michelle Sossman here. We have Jennifer Harrison is here with her friend, Kevin Stevens. Jennifer, welcome. What's going on this weekend?
Welcome. It's great to be back.
Something that's going to be helpful to some of our friends in the community,
yes.
Sounds like.
Yes, we are doing our annual back-to-school backpack and food distribution on Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday,
okay.
August 9th.
Backpack and food?
Yes. So
wow.
Yeah, so we work with Farm Share, and they bring us 30,000 pounds of fresh food.
Whoa. 30,000
pounds?
Oh, yeah.
We get a big old truck.
Wow.
And then we give away a big box of food that'll feed a family for a week or so, depending on how many kids they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they get backpacks for their kids to get ready for school.
So what's in the backpacks?
Backpacks is going to be everything you need, mostly elementary, middle school. But, you know, your paper, your crayons, your pencils, rulers.
All the necessities.
Yep, all the necessities to get you going in a backpack that they can carry and have everything ready.
Oh, and the timing is perfect because I think the first day is what, August 11th?
It's Monday, right afterwards.
Oh my gosh, a week from today.
A week from
today. I can't believe it already.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, sneaking up on us.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us about Kevin. He's here. He plays a pretty big role in our
community. He does. So Kevin Stevens with ECUA as well as Flynn Built is one of our major sponsors, and we can count on him every food distribution. He jumps in and says, yep, what do you need? And he shows up, donates money, helps us get everything we need.
That's pretty awesome. How does that feel, sir?
Oh, well, no, it feels great, you know, especially when you're out there, just seeing the need in the community.
Mm,
it is tremendous. Like Jennifer was saying, I mean, people need to start lining up probably pretty early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're able to help a ton of people. Unfortunately, there's still cars coming through when we're out of backpacks and foods. It just kind of gives you a little perspective. But super thankful, for Michelle and Jennifer, giving an opportunity to donate to this, and because I feel like I get as much out of it as they do. I take my 14-year-old son and my 8-year-old daughter, and they get up early and come with me.
What a great lesson for them.
They enjoy it. My daughter and son especially, they enjoy handing out the backpacks.
And I bet you it makes them appreciate a little bit of what they have, right? Because sometimes you don't know as a kid. You don't really realize that other kids are going without.
Yeah.
So you have that moment of gratitude where you think, wow.
Yeah, okay. I bring my now 15-year-old as well. So it just gives the kids a different perspective. Plus, if they're teenagers, they need volunteer hours.
True.
It counts as volunteer hours, too. So it's kind of a double bonus for them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so for folks just joining us, tell us again where it is and what time.
The food distribution and backpack giveaway is starting. We're going to start cars through at 7:30 this coming Saturday, August 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Marcus Point Baptist Church. But we get the cones lined up Friday night so that cars can start lining up. We've had people there at midnight before.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Because it's first come, first serve.
Okay.
So we give out as many as we can make, as many boxes as we can fill.
Mm-hmm.
First come, first serve. We try to take care of as many people that come in the line as possible. So
okay. So typically, this would be a food drive for it. Can anyone come if they don't need a backpack?
Oh, yes,
okay,
yes. So
okay.
we have a team that'll go through the cars and ask, do you need backpacks, how many boxes of food, et cetera, et cetera, so that our team knows once they get the food. If they don't need backpacks, it's fine. If they do, we'll bless them with those. So.
Okay, and some of them, they require identification. Do you need any kind of identification?
We do not.
Okay,
no.
So no
nope.
Identification. You don't have to be from this county necessarily.
With Farm Share, you do not, so we just come on, come all.
Okay, well, tell us about Farm Share.
So Farm Share, because Michelle's a state representative, we're able to use Farm Share, who does food distributions all over the state. But they bring literally an 18-wheeler full of 30,000 pounds of fresh food. We never know what we're going to get.
Right.
It's a nice variety of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just fill the box. We, you know, designate how many of everything to make sure we get as many people as possible.
So when you say fresh food, is that all canned goods or is that actually fresh
it's
food?
It's assorted. Well,
produce,
so,
yeah.
Produce.
Meat,
oh,
vegetables,
wow.
Fruit.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
We've had chicken. We've had.
Oh, my goodness.
We've
year,
had
we
steak 1 year.
Yeah, we're handing out.
Because
like,
a lot of times it's like canned goods. Mm-hmm. Okay, this
and
is.
And
wow.
We do get some, you know, boxes and cans for those different types of things. But they try to always give us some sort of fresh food, whether it's fresh fruit, whether it's apples or watermelon or corn or.
Those are the things now that have gotten so expensive.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fruit is through the roof in terms of pricing.
Yeah.
So that's a huge gift.
And there's always a bread and some sort of dessert. So it's a variety of everything to try and, you know, give as much as we can for. Keep the families healthy.
So if someone's listening this morning and they're thinking, well, gosh, I wish I could contribute something to this or to do something to help, how can they help?
Sure. Well, they can still, if they want to volunteer, I have a link that I'll send you that they can sign up to volunteer on.
Uh-huh.
If they want to donate, we do have a few things that we still need a little bit of, a few more crayons, a few more pads, filler paper, a few more erasers, just some random a little bit. If they want to donate money, we can use it towards that as well. So, yeah, I can send you a link and you can put it on the...
What about the backpacks?
Yeah. So the backpacks, it's a full...
Where those come from?
Yeah, well, we've already gotten the backpacks. We work with Jubilee Church, who had their food distribution and backpack giveaway.
I saw that in
this
the news.
Past Saturday.
Yes.
I volunteered at that one
that
as well.
That was great, yeah.
So we buy where they buy them from. So we get, you know, a bulk discount and it comes with some supplies and then we add to it.
Well, it was great because I saw it on the news on EAR and they were talking, they had interviewed some of the kids and they were just so grateful and they were so excited because they felt like they were ready for school. Because I would imagine if you get to school and you don't have the supplies you need, that's got to be a very shameful experience.
Well, and then you have a lot of your educators, you know, the overworked, underpaid folks that are just
They're trying to do it for the kids, but they can't afford it.
Yeah. And they can't.
Well, and teachers have come out of their own pocket for that.
Right.
So, you know, I work with a couple other people, you know, organizations that give to the teachers too. But, I mean, I used to buy shop all year for Dylan, for my son. And then I would have boxes of stuff. I would go into the classroom with an extra box for the teacher, an extra backpack.
That's
so now
great.
I just do it on a bigger scale.
This is a big scale.
He's 15, doesn't need all that anymore. But
okay, well, so this is Representative Michelle Salzman's annual food distribution and backpack giveaway this Saturday the 9th, 7:30 until things come
run out.
Okay.
Yep.
And you were saying that the parking lot will be closed when?
So we block off certain areas of the parking lot so that you can only get to a certain spot so we can control it later. So when you're looking at Marcus Point, I'm not good at east and west.
Right.
When you're looking at Marcus Point, you're going to come in the right side.
Stay close to the mic.
You're going to come in the right side.
She was directing. Yes. She was in the studio directing.
I talk with my hands.
They can't hear you. They can't see you.
So you're going to come in the right side of the church.
Gotcha.
And we'll have, sheriff's deputy will have a sign there
and
everything too.
There'll be plenty of cones.
So, yeah. There'll be cones to know exactly where to stop. And the sheriff's department, they are wonderful with us. And they bring their cadets, bring all their people, and they direct traffic for us. So there's, make it smooth.
Yes.
Nice and smooth.
This sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So who are some of the other sponsors involved?
So Kevin Stevens is one of our major ones. We
thank
also
you, Kevin.
Farm
well,
Share.
Very welcome.
Yeah, Farm Share as well. They obviously donate the food. Crew of Priscus, FPL, the Sheriff's Department, International Paper, Marcus Point donates the space, Kia Autosport, Cool Carts, Ace Unlocks, Florida Health, State Farm, Karim Health Care.
Wow. So, see, it takes a village.
It does.
Absolutely.
It takes a village.
It does.
So I'm excited to have, I wish I was going back to school so I'd get my new backpack. I don't know if you have this for radio people or not, but I probably could use a new pencil or two.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Hook me up. This sounds fantastic. Kevin, what's your favorite part about doing this?
You know, I like to see you know, like I said, selfishly speaking, I get to bring my kids and watch them interact and see their faces. I like to see the kids' faces. I mean, when you hand a little boy or a little girl a new backpack, and their face just lights up. And then, of course, you know, my daughter, she's getting excited. My son's like, "Wow, Dad!" And the conversations that we have after the the food giveaway, and it kind of opens up some real heartfelt conversations. Like you said, you know, in the show, you know. Most of our kids are in this little bubble, and until they get out and actually see the need in the community and see that everybody doesn't live where they live or how they live and so forth. So I think it's a growing opportunity. But yeah, just the kids' faces. That's the main thing. When I'm setting the food in the back of the trunk or the back seat or handing a backpack to a little boy or little girl, and then they're just super grateful.
Aww.
And like I said, I get as much out of this as they do.
It's kind of like being Santa in August.
It is.
It is.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Jennifer Harrison on behalf of Representative Michelle Salzman, and we have Kevin Stevens here talking about the big food distribution coming up this Saturday. Stay tuned, and we'll have more details for you coming up next on Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. If you've got a question, we've got an event coming up this Saturday. It's Representative Michelle Salzman's annual food distribution and backpack giveaway. So maybe you have a question about it or what you can do if you want to get involved. 850-437-1620. Just text it in to us. Our experts are in the house, and they can answer your questions. So tell us, Jennifer is here, Jennifer Harrison, Kevin Stevens. Tell us all about it in case somebody's just joined us.
Sure. This coming Saturday, August 9th, at Marcus Point Baptist Church, we are doing our annual food distribution and backpack giveaway.
Exciting. So exciting because school starts Monday.
Starts Monday the
11th. The timing is perfect.
Yes. And we will have the superintendent there. He'll be there to help us give out backpacks as well. But start lining up early. I tell people 4 or 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We'll have cones where you can line up and stop. Start pushing cars through at 7:30.
Okay, so this is a backpack full of school supplies and food.
And a box of food.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So, Kevin, you're involved in all of this.
I am. Several years now. So, it's like I said, it's definitely an event near and dear to my heart. And I've reached out to Michelle, from day one and just said, look, if there's a need when it comes to food, children, giveaways, backpacks, school supplies, anything like that, I'm in. And like I said, I enjoy doing that along with my kids. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's one of our events we kind of look forward to. I can't tell you, my youngest daughter looks forward to getting up early. When she's there, she's good. She's 8 years old. Uh-huh. So she likes her sleep. So when she gets there, she has big smiles, fully engaged. Mm-hmm. But it's that getting her up thing.
We start early. Yeah, 6 a.m. is when my volunteers start arriving. So
okay.
It's an early morning for some.
Do you still need some volunteers
to help? The more volunteers, the better. Okay. I don't turn anybody away if they want to help.
So if you're an early riser and you can be at Marcus Point Baptist Church at 6 a.m. on
Saturday
morning,
you
could help out.
Yep.
The giveaway starts at 7:30 until they run out of supplies, and they do food, boxes of food with fresh produce. I didn't realize that, which is awesome from Farm Share. And backpacks. And I noticed, I saw it on the news Saturday, they have different colored backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
These aren't crummy
backpacks.
No, these are good. They're good backpacks.
Yeah. They're actually nice. And we'll do it like boys or girls, obviously, with the colors. So the cars will typically designate that with the number on the car and how many backpacks they need.
Uh-huh.
It's very well organized. I mean, there's numbers on the windshield wiper as they're pulling in. If you need one backpack or one box of food or two backpacks, two boxes of foods.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, so we're teed up. By the time they get up there, we know, is it one box? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Which will determine what color backpack we give them.
And that brings up another question in my mind. So it's not like one backpack per family. If you've got six kids, is there a limit?
How we do it is so we can have as many as possible given out, we'll limit the car to 2 unless kids are in there.
I gotcha.
If there's kids in there, we'll give out enough for all the kids.
Gotcha. Okay.
But otherwise it's limited to 2 just because we need to
make sure we have as many cars
as possible.
Okay, so that answer, we just got a question. The question was, are the backpacks 1 per kid or 1 per car?
So it's 2 per car max unless the kids are with them.
Okay.
Yeah, if they've got 4 kids in the car,
we'll
hand them 4 backpacks.
Yes.
But you got to keep in mind, I mean, there's literally there's cars that we won't get to.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We'll run out of food and backpacks before... before we've been able to service the need. So it's one of those situations, as Jennifer was saying, get there early.
Yeah.
It's a first come, first serve, get in the line.
We usually get about anywhere from 400 to 600 cars that come through.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
And how many backpacks do you have?
Around? A lot.
Okay.
We have a lot. We have some more coming today.
Good.
So
okay.
I'm not sure how many I'm getting today from another event. So we all community-wise talk to each other. Hey, if you have leftover, we'll give them out. But
how many years have y'all been doing this? Do you know?
I think think, four?
4 years.
4 years.
I think we're at four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hats off to Representative Michelle Saltzman for putting this together. Yeah. She couldn't be here this morning, but Jennifer is here and Kevin is here to talk about all of this. So it's the annual food distribution, if you just joined us, and backpack giveaway, which is very cool.
Yes.
So a little bit of both, Saturday, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need IDs, right?
Nope. No.
Mm-mm. You need any kind of special certification?
Just get in line and we'll bless as many people as
Absolutely.
We can.
That sounds great. So is it too late again for someone to help donate if they wanted to donate some cash or donate some items?
No. I'll make sure you have my number and everything so they can just reach out to me and I can meet them up with them or however they want to do it.
Okay.
So we could always use a few more supplies. It's just more we can bless people with.
Mm-hmm.
More money, we'll buy more supplies.
Okay, that sounds good.
The more the better is what I don't turn anybody away.
Good policy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of need. I mean, you see that when you actually are there, you know, boots on the ground and actually see the families coming through there, you are fully aware of the need in our community, you know,
and
with the families, especially with, you know, the prices, as you alluded to earlier, with the pricing of food and so forth going up and school supplies, everything. It's definitely put a
daycare's
burden on folks.
Well, gone up too.
Year, everything is so much more expensive. So a family that couldn't afford it before definitely can't afford it now. So
right.
We just want to help where we can.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing.
Well, this is all about this morning, the annual food distribution and backpack giveaway. It's this Saturday. I'm just going to keep repeating it so that folks can know exactly what we're talking about. It's at 7:30 until they run out of supplies, fresh food, which is fabulous, so boxes of food and backpacks for the kids. Any age limit? Can high school kids, or is there a certain age range for the backpacks?
Well, they're geared more toward elementary,
middle,
just because there's crayons and things like that in it.
Gotcha.
I mean, a high schooler could still use the stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not everything may apply
to them.
It's more
for the younger
kids. But it's more for the younger kids.
Okay.
They're the ones that usually need the most.
Mm-hmm.
I know my high schooler needed like a few pens and a couple of folders.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah. But everything else the little kids need. Lots of
all
stuff.
All the stuff.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me, backpacks. I didn't have a backpack. We carried all of our books in front of us, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. This event, again, is going to be this Saturday, 7:30 at Marcus Point Baptist Church. We have a few more details to share with you, so we'll be back right at the break. After the break, if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have, on behalf of Michelle Seltzman, Jennifer Harrison is here, and also Kevin Stevens. And he's here as we talk about the annual food distribution and backpack giveaway. Okay, guys, got a few minutes left, so give us all the details.
Yeah, so this Saturday, August 9th, starting cars at 7:30, pushing them through, but I would get there about 4 or 5 to line up because it's first come, first serve. You get a box of fresh food. Backpacks full of supplies, ready for school to start Monday.
And there's no requirements, no licenses needed, anything like that.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
one backpack per child, maximum of 2, unless there's more than one child in the car.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Or truck.
And the event itself, so it's going to be outside, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, rain or shine?
Rain or shine. We
okay.
will. Yeah, we'll make it work.
Because the weather has been a little weird around here lately.
If there's a sprinkle, we'll make it work.
Okay, there you go. Okay, and how can people help if they want to?
So you can show up at 6 a.m. Or, you know, if you want to get there a little earlier, some of us will be there at 5. And we'll start getting everything together, putting boxes together, and volunteering until we're done.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, what are you going to be doing? What time are you getting there?
I'll probably get there closer to 6, 6:30.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah, just like I said, the variable is my daughter. My 14-year-old is up at, you know, 0500 every morning, but my 8-year-old daughter, not so much. So
I thought it'd be the opposite. I thought it's the teenagers that want to sleep in.
Oh, no. He's an early riser like his dad. But, my daughter, so like I said, once she gets engaged, she's there. I mean, she is running around, goodness gracious, like Speedy Gonzales back and forth, running the backpacks there. So it's like I said, great event. And I'm glad, Pastor Godfrey at Marcus Point gave us also him and his church and his facility gave us an opportunity to do that at his church.
Well, the need is critical, and this is going to make a difference for so many kids as they get to go to school, and they're going to have a new backpack, new supplies.
Yep.
It helps their self-esteem, and they don't have to have shame about not having what they need. And same for the parents. They can feel good. Because I'm sure they feel guilty, those that are working 2 jobs that can't afford to get everything their kids need, to have that opportunity.
That's a great point. Absolutely.
You know, it's not just people. Yeah. There are people that are working that can't afford
supplies. Oh, yeah. Everything's just gone up. So we're doing every little bit we can to help.
Mm-hmm. So. Which is great. And then for the folks that need food, I mean, food has gone up too. But I love that there's fresh produce.
Fresh produce.
Because that's unusual for a lot of giveaways.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's good because fruit and vegetables have gone up too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and it's a good variety too. I mean, the boxes have a nice variety that we're outfitting. So it's
Okay.
I said, fruits, vegetables, a meat, some canned goods.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, is that one bread. Box per car, or how do y'all determine that?
Well, we do same thing, one per family. Uh-huh. We try to limit it to two, unless. You know, we kind of take it on a case by case basis.
If it's a big
some people are picking up for neighborhoods, but you know, we try to limit it to two, just so we can give more cars more food.
Gotcha.
And you'll see that. You'll see. I mean, you see some of these cars and trucks loaded down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll see five, six, seven people in a car and in a back seat full of full of kids.
Wow.
And so forth. Okay. So we're literally just setting the boxes.
Okay. Well, we have run out of time already. Thanks again to Representative Michelle Salzman for creating this. Thanks to both of you, Jennifer and Kevin, for being here this morning. We really appreciate you being there. The event is, again, the dates and times.
Saturday, August 9th. Line up about 4 or 5. We'll start pushing you through at 7:30.
Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Thank you both. It's a credit to what you're doing for our community. We appreciate your generosity and time. Thanks so much.